Point. The Czech Republic joined the European Union in May 2004 in what was the biggest single enlargement in the alliance's history. Little under a year earlier, in June 2003, 77% voted for accession in a referendum. Today, 3 years after joining the EU, how satisfied are Czechs with membership? That was one of the many questions posed in a comprehensive twice-annual national survey conducted as part of Eurobarometer and released last week. The head of Factum Invenio, the agency which carried out the survey, is Jan Hersman.
Typický Čech chce mít z Evropské unie prospěch a výhody a má pocit, že to dostává.
The typical Czech wants to make use of the advantages of the European Union and has the feeling that he's doing so. He's generally satisfied with his life situation and regards the EU mainly as a guarantee that he'll live safely, either in terms of the fight against crime or international security.
And, says Jan Hersman, when asked to choose between adjectives to describe the EU, Czechs tend to select more favourable terms.
Image Evropské unie je poměrně příznivá. Evropská unie je vnímána jako...
The image of the European Union is relatively positive. It's an institution which is seen as trustworthy. 61% of Czechs trust the EU. The attributes people ascribe to it are predominantly positive. Very few people regard it as technocratic. Very few regard it as ineffective.
Málo lidí vnímá jako technokratickou, velmi málo lidí vnímá jako nevýkonnou.
Nevertheless, the survey finding that has made the most headlines is that there has been a decrease in the percentage of Czechs who regard membership of the EU as a good thing. In the second half of 2006, 51% ticked that box. This year it had fallen to 46%, the first time that category recorded less than 50% in a Eurobarometer poll. But it certainly wasn't all bad news for pro-Europeans. Over 60% say EU membership has brought advantages, while two-thirds are optimistic about the future of the alliance. How can we explain what may appear to be mixed feelings? That's a question I put to Ivan Gabal, one of the Czech Republic's leading sociologists.
I think we are getting accommodated in the European Union, and we are starting to consider the whole thing from the inside. And I would use this example that because we are living already inside the house, we are starting to think about windows, about quality of services, about modernization and performance. And this is what makes Czechs critical in terms of evaluating membership. But that does not mean that Czechs are hesitating about reason of accession. This is no more debate about accessing EU. This is debate on using EU and being part of that.
The Eurobarometer poll compares attitudes around the 27-member union, sometimes finding similarities and other times uncovering marked differences. One example of the latter is the issues citizens regard as the most pressing problem of society. What worries Czechs? Jan Hersman again.
Teď momentálně zdravotnictví, což je v Evropě neobvyklá situace ve většině.
At the moment, it's the health system, which is unusual in the context of the majority of European states. In most countries, unemployment and the economy placed first. In this country, unemployment worries people a lot less than it did 2 or 3 years ago. But given that there is so much discussion here about healthcare and patient participation, that area has emerged in first place.
Diskutuje třeba o spoluúčasti pacientů se dostalo znovu na první místo.
Moving on to the area of foreign policy, the current Czech government is led by the Civic Democrats. They've often expressed a marked Euroscepticism. On the whole, however, Czech citizens seem less Eurosceptical than their current leaders. Do the findings of the survey reflect a gap in this area? Or indeed, has the government's position influenced voters to take a more negative view of Europe?
I think that it is well perceived and people are listening to critical voices, but that does not change the fundamental pro-European orientation of Czech society, and second, our interest to make European Union more performing, better organized, and in a way more sensitive to the interests and voices of middle-sized and smaller member states.
Czechs seem to regard culture and history as a more important reason for being a member of the European Union than the free market. Did that surprise you?
Yeah, this is the question was on what we have in common, what brings us together in Europe. And Czechs differ from the majority of Europeans because we push backward common market and economic benefits, and we stress common history, common culture, and common values. And that means that still Czech society evaluates more sort of liberty, democracy, and cultural climate of Europe rather than direct financial or economic benefits. That's the reason why the major value people on coming from being part of European freedom of movement, this is what is important for us.
Why is that, do you think? Are there historical reasons that Czechs value history more? And is the fact that they can't work abroad, does that make that value less important to them?
You know, going back to the major change, fall of communism in Czechoslovakia, when we are running in early 90 January survey, it proved that the major interest was to live in free, democratic and liberal environment rather than prosperity and market economy. And I think that after Czech society came out being member of EU, and we were very worried about this step, and when we recognized that we are not only able to survive it but benefit out of that, what came out was really freedom of traveling, working, and moving around Europe.
One of the more interesting findings of the latest Czech Eurobarometer poll is in attitudes to the media. The percentage of Czechs who say they trust the internet is at over 60%, nearly double the EU average. Why is that?
The reason is that internet is booming in terms of household equipment or accession to broadband, and it's really, using expression, it's a tsunami in terms of internetization of Czech society. So, and people are using that. On the other side, we learned in analysis of Czech media from the point of view of EU agenda that Czech media are very much driven by domestic political agenda, and from this point of view they select European news. And people are hungry for information, they are interested in information, and currently you can really go to the web page of European Parliament or Commission and find there all documents interesting in Czech language, and you can get it directly from the source of information.
But generally speaking, I guess it must reflect also greater language skills among the Czech public.
Yeah, I think that this is also booming, especially among youngsters, high school students and university students, and many people are becoming better educated in European agenda than Czech journalists and most of Czech newspapers.
Finally, was there anything really surprising in the 2007 first half-year Eurobarometer survey? Pollster Jan Hersman and sociologist Ivan Gabal.
Já si myslím, že největším překvapením je skutečnost, že 9 Čechů z 10.
I think the biggest surprise was that 9 Czechs in 10 believe that the European Union should adopt measures to curb greenhouse gas emissions by 20% by 2020. I didn't expect that would receive such support.
Nečekal jsem, že to bude mít tak vysokou podporu.
It's a sort of marginal feature, but most of Europeans, in countries where Eurobarometer was surveyed is coming out with feeling that their neighbors live better in several areas. And this holds for Czechs, this holds for Austrians, this holds for Slovaks and others. And when you think about that, I think this is what considers difference between Europeans and Americans. We feel that others live better.